Celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
This hour, if you have a service dog, you're going to want to listen up. We're going to talk to a flight attendant that deals with service dogs on the airplane all the time. Sometimes service pigs and sometimes service monkeys. Details on the
service way. Monkeys. So, huh?
Service monkeys. Apparently, that's what she did. She says she deals with a lot of really wacky animals. I have not personally spoken to her, but I can tell she's going to be very charismatic. She's probably going to be a yapper, and she's going to have a lot of fun stories. And she's this hour on Animal Radio. Now, last hour we talked to a soldier, a U.S. Marine, who did two tours in Iraq, and he came back and unfortunately suffers from PTSD, which one third of our soldiers suffer from.
I'm surprised it's not more.
So this hour, we're going to have the other side of the coin with the flight attendant. Let's take your calls first. Toll free, 1-866-405-8405. For Dr. Debbie, we have Billy on the phone. Hi, Billy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Good. What's going on?
Thanks for taking my call. I'm calling regarding two little teacup chihuahuas that I adopted back in June. They got all the vaccinations, and I noticed now they have a spot on each of their hind legs, exact same spot, and it's bald with no hair.
Oh, okay.
And I'm really concerned. My vet says it looks like it's a reaction from the vaccination. I don't believe they've had any shots. They were in pretty poor condition. And I just want some reassurance, hoping that, you know, is this common, or will the hair grow back, or are they going to turn completely bald, or...
Yeah. And Billy, I would have to tell you, I don't often say this, but being from Vegas, you know, I will say I will bet my money on this.
Okay.
That I will agree with your veterinarian that what you're describing certainly sounds like a localized vaccine reaction. And it's for a couple reasons. When we give vaccinations in dogs, the protocol for most veterinary offices is we keep track of where those are given, and we try to give them in a standardized location. Mm-hmm. And the right rear leg is kind of the unofficial location of where we give the rabies vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
And I do find that some of the short hair dogs, chihuahuas being one of those, sometimes pit bulls, min pins, things like that, they sometimes have a more notable vaccine reaction in this area. And maybe it's because their hair is really thin and we notice it and they're not a real furry dog.
Right.
But it is a what we term a localized vaccine reaction. And it's usually doesn't appear necessarily right away after a vaccine. It can happen weeks.
Yeah.
I've even seen it months later. So some dogs will have a little lump right at the site where the injection's given, and that's not unusual. That's pretty typical. And what happens after any vaccine is the body forms an immune reaction to it, and that's normal. But there are some pets where they just go awry, and something either in the vaccine or within their own body just doesn't sit well with it. And they'll develop sometimes a little redness, hair loss, and then eventually it's just kind of smooth, and there's just it looks quiet. There's nothing going on there.
Right. Exactly.
So,
that's exactly how it looks. And they do have, like I said, there's a little scar tissue. She can fill it underneath the skin.
Yeah, yeah. So it is just cosmetic at this point. So it really is nothing at this point that is going to pose a risk to them. But so the hair is not going to grow back. And I have had an occasional client that asked me to do a little what we call a scar revision if they're bothered by the aesthetics of it. And we can just, you know, treat it like a tumor and remove that area skin. But really, it's not necessary. So,
okay.
So,
I just wanted to make sure they weren't going to go completely bald.
No.
You know,
but
they seem happy. You know, their activity is the same. It's just, you know, one right away, I noticed, you know, thin hair. The hair was very thin. And then a month or so later, the other dog, that's when I really was concerned. I thought maybe they have ringworm something. Mm-hmm. And they've had tests, blood work, skin scrapings, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
You know, just to be certain that it's not mice or something else.
Exactly. And there are sometimes, I do feel that we see this sometimes between a dog and maybe particular vaccines, different brands of vaccines, we might see it more often.
Mm-hmm.
And over the almost 20 years I've been practicing, I would say in the past years, I saw more of this than I do now. And we've kind of modified what companies and what brands we use. And I'm very comfortable where we're at right now. But if we knew what vaccine they had and what brand or manufacturer, we might try to avoid avoid that, because mm-hmm. it would be the potential that this could happen again.
Right.
So just keep that in mind. And it might be well worth it if your veterinarian offers you different options, either a recombinant vaccine, which is kind of a little bit more advanced type vaccine, mm-hmm. or some other types that, you know, it might be a better choice for your baby, so this doesn't happen.
Right. Oh, okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time. Thank you. I feel okay. So much better.
Well, good. And give those babies a good pat on the head for us.
I will. Thank you so much.
1-866-405-8405, toll-free to the Dream Team. Dr. Debbie's books, check them out. If you have a Yorkshire Terrier, a Shih Tzu, a Pug, or a Mini Schnauzer, this is the official owner's manual. As I've just declared it, the official owner's manual. How to be your dog's best friend, links over at the Animal Radio website. Are we going to line 7?
Yes.
Okay. And we have Bill there. Hey, Bill, how are you doing?
Hey, pretty good. Got a question for you. I have a 12-pound little, like a Morkie mix dog, About last Sunday, not this Sunday, just past, but yesterday, but the week before that, I noticed it started throwing up white foamy substance with a little bit of yellow in there. And it looks like, for instance, like a bubble bath. You make a bubble bath and bubbles and stuff, or soap, just a bunch of foamy material. And there's no food in there at all, just that bubbles white and with a little bit of yellow. And the dog hasn't changed. It's still eating good, and it's got plenty of energy. The only thing, about four times on different days, I noticed that I see some of that white foamy stuff. I caught it. I'm not sure if it needs to go to the vet for sure, or it's got some kind of a stomach issue. Maybe you can help me out on that a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, I was having a little trouble hearing. How long has the vomiting been going on? It's more than one day, right?
Yeah, it's about a week, four times I've noticed since last Sunday, not this Sunday, not yesterday, but the week before that, I started doing it like every 2 days or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'd noticed that, but just a foamy substance, and then no food coming out of there, just yellowish a little bit, but mainly white, and with a little tint of yellow, and nothing's okay. changed. I think I'm not 100% sure, but the dog may have eaten some bird food. You know, those bird food that you could buy that's all glued together. It's like, it looks like a bell. It's for birds, and they pick on it and they eat it. I found some of that in the house after the tail off the line, and they drug it into the house, and they may have eaten that, but I'm not 100% sure if they did, if he did or not. You know what I mean?
Okay. And is the doggy eaten regularly now, or do you have a good appetite?
Yes. Everything's the same. It's got plenty of energy. You can't tell the difference. Nothing else has changed that I noticed. It's eating good, and they're running around and playing and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And just the foam issue. Mm-hmm. That's a common issue sometimes, or what do you guys think?
Well, I definitely think anytime we have vomiting that's occurring over a more lengthy period of time. Now, if you were just to say this vomiting happened once, one day, yeah. maybe the next, and it was over, you know, I might be more apt to dismiss it if everything else yeah. was going well and we're eating, we're running around, the poops are normal. But, you know, over a week's period of time, if we still have kind of chronic intermittent vomiting, I think we need to take a look at it. And okay. there certainly are possibilities from anything from parasites to foreign bodies to, you know, infections, you name it. And it does, you know, have me a little concerned about some of those, you know, those bird seed things that are kind of glued together and all of that, because, yeah. you know, yeah. that can act like a mass effect. Just like, you know, even like a nub of a rawhide bone or even like an yeah. edible bone, they can still cause digestive upset. So, yeah, I think it's a good idea to see the veterinarian.
Yeah, I'll definitely go see the vet this afternoon. But have you ever seen that, just the white, foamy, bubbly stuff before like that in your experience?
Yeah, the white foam, definitely that can be just a kind of a combination of saliva, mucus, and then uh-huh. the yellow tends to kind of fall more in line with gastric acids, bile, yeah. that kind of thing. So if uh-huh. we've got a combination of those things, yeah, it doesn't necessarily narrow it down.
Yeah,
for me,
yeah.
what does really become important is you've done a great job of describing that, and that is important as we think of things it could be or could not be.
Yeah.
So if I hear yellow, then I think, you know, that's really coming from the digestive tract, because there are dogs that will cough or gag up foam, and that actually can come from their respiratory tract. So it is important to really describe that, and also to describe whether or not the pet is actively heaving and dry heaving before yeah. they bring up the stuff, or if they just kind of go bleh and comes right out of
yeah.
their mouth.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks for your help. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Take care of yourself. 1-866-405-8405. It's toll free to the Dream Team here at Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Animal Radio's Hero People is underwritten by Zooterin, the only FDA-approved, non-surgical method for sterilization of male dogs. Zooterin offers an alternative to neutering male dogs, thus helping reduce the pet overpopulation problem. One injection provides a safe, permanent, and virtually painless alternative to surgical castration. Zooterin, a permanent and cost-effective alternative to neutering male dogs. Learn more at www.zooterin.com. That's Zeuterin.
If you have a dog that pulls, like I do, come here, Max, and let me put on the Halti harness. The Halti harness will help your dog stop pulling by providing front body control. Check out the Halti range by the Company of Animals. It includes the Halti training lead, Halti head collar, Halti training harness, and the OptiFit head collar, which comes with a DVD training guide. To find a Halti range retailer near you, visit www.companyofanimals.us. It will change your life. Good boy, Max.
You know Canine Caviar for their great human-grade ingredients in your dog's food. We now continue that tradition and excellent pet nutrition with 7 single-serving cat food trays. We love our cats and dogs, and that's why we're featuring all human-grade tuna, salmon, and chicken proteins with other hand-chosen ingredients to promote proper nutrition. They're in environmentally friendly, recyclable, BPA-free plastic trays. Look for Canine and Feline Caviar products at your local pet supply store or online. For more information, call 800-392-7888.
Dreaming about a home makeover? It's easy to transform your home with deals on hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Don't spend $5.99 a square foot. This week, get 3/4-inch solid Brazilian koa for an unheard of $2.99. Or go from dingy carpet to stylish hardwood in a weekend with easy-to-install 5-inch click hardwood. This week, it's only $2.19. Plus, deals on bamboo, laminate, and more from 49 cents. And get special financing. Get started on your dream home today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hey, this is Josh DeMille on Animal Radio. Please adopt a pet.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
It's Animal Radio. We're celebrating our connection with your pets and your service animals. And if you have a service animal, well, today's the show for you. Last hour, we talked to Eric Kelly, a former U.S. Marine who served 2 tours in Iraq. And he suffers from PTSD, and he was denied service, well, almost denied service on U.S. Airways. And nonetheless, they were pretty rude to him. This hour, we're going to be talking to a flight attendant. She deals with the other side of the coin. She has to deal with all the service animals. Some say they're service animals. Some may not even be service animals. And what exactly is a service animal? Can a little chihuahua be a service animal? That's kind of what we're going to be talking about this hour. Toll-free 1-866-405-8405 if you want to chime in. Miss Tammy Trujillo, what are you working on over there in the newsroom?
Well, every January in Las Vegas, there's a show called the Consumer Electronics Show. And it's where everybody comes and previews all their high-tech gadgetry. Well, more and more, we're starting to see a lot of pet products among the high-tech gadgetry, and I'm going to tell you about a couple of the cool ones.
Okay, I cannot wait. GPS was the big one last year. I wonder what there is this year.
You'll be surprised.
Okay, I can't wait. I'm going to stick around for that, Tammy. Let's hit the phones right now for your calls, toll-free, 1-866-405-8405. Hi, Linda. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you very much.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pinehurst in North Carolina.
Okay. Is that coastal?
No, it's not coastal. It's a bit further inland, about 2 hours. There's a lot of golf around here.
Is that your North Carolina golf accent, too?
No. No, I haven't picked that up yet. No.
You are on with Dr. Debbie.
Wonderful. Well, I wonder if you can help me, Dr. Debbie, with my little spaniel mix, Sophie. She's 6 years old, and she has, like, an obsessive compulsive disorder that seems to be getting worse. It's a behavior where it's very hard to describe, but she'll sit down on anything soft, and then she'll move her paw, fold her paw over, one of her paws over and move it from left to right, as if she's smoothing over the surface, and she'll move her head one side to the other. And sometimes she does it, it becomes more rapid, and it's just very strange to watch, and we have to try to call her, or, you know, to get her attention out of it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes she'll just stare into, stare at a spot, like on the coffee table leg. She'll just stare at stare at things. It's like she goes into a trance almost.
Okay, and when she hears your voice, does that stop the behavior?
It takes a little while. It takes a few minutes. Rather than just snapping her out of it, I find mostly if I kind of stroke her and say, Sophie, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. She'll stop, and then she'll just put her head down. But she'll do it on any soft surface, any rug or any throw, or on and in her bed as well.
And, okay. Now, and does she do any kind of drooling? Is there any?
No.
What's her anxious state? Is she alert? Is she quiet and calm?
She's quiet. It's just the rapid movement that she's doing with her head and her paw, her foot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I guess it's possible we could be dealing with something of an obsessive-compulsive disorder. The only thing with that is we tend to see a state of anxiety or a heightened arousal. From what you're describing, I'm actually a little bit concerned that this could be a form of a seizure disorder. And in dogs, a lot of people are really familiar with the grand mal seizure and what that looks like. And in dogs, they'll fall over, kick, paddle. They may lose control of their bodily functions. But we can see other degrees of seizure disorders where they can either have what we call petit mal seizures or focal seizures. And that can affect just isolated parts of the body. And in some pets, a petit mal seizure can be something as simple as staring off into space and kind of being out of it for a short period of time. The only thing that doesn't quite fit with that is, you know, the soft, you know, environment trigger. So that's a little bit curious, but I would certainly want to get Sophie checked out and probably get some lab work done just to rule out for some of the more common causes of seizure disorders.
I had a Sophie that had petit mal seizure or epilepsy, and this is kind of different to that, in that she has the soft surfaces and it comes and goes. And she doesn't seem to be in any pain, but just mentally.
Yeah, if she's not fully mentally with it now, and that's one of the big differences, and it may be hard. This might be something, a good idea to videotape an exposure or an episode of this, because a lot of times as the veterinarian, we can't see things. And I've had people bring in videotapes of behavioral problems or seizure disorders, and it can really help in making an accurate diagnosis. So I would, you know, pull out the old iPhone or the videotape player and do that, because that really may help. In deciding. If we're leaning more towards a behavioral problem, we talk about behavioral meds, you know, maybe some anti-anxiety things. But boy, I'd say first and foremost, I'd want to make sure we're not missing something with a seizure type problem. I'd check that out.
Got it checked up.
And I love the name Sophie. It's so sweet. I imagine a sweet, sweet little cuddly gal.
Very, very cuddly. She's 20 pounds, very brown, very sweet face. I think she's crossed with Papillon. Not sure, but she's just very sweet.
Oh, well, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. This is Dr. Debbie with Animal Radio, 1-866-405-8405.
Hi, Doris. How are you?
Hi. Okay.
Where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from Reading, Pennsylvania.
Well, what's going on? How can we help you?
Oh, my cat. She's 3 years old. Her name is Oreo. And she's not going to the bathroom.
Not peeing or not pooping?
Pooping. And she threw up twice. Once it was only a little bit. The next time it was a little bit more. And she's eating, but she's not eating a whole lot. Mm-hmm. And she drinks, but not a whole lot either.
And how long has it been since she's not been pooping?
Oh, I guess it's about 3 weeks.
Holy crap. I'm sorry, but that is not normal.
No. And
3 weeks without pooping?
People have said to me, give her mineral oil, give her cod liver oil. She's been going in the litter box to try and go, but she just can't go.
Okay. Doris, there are few times on Animal Radio that I can sit here and say something, but you need to see a veterinarian with your cat. And yeah. You need to see him now. Uh-huh. The reason is that it is absolutely not normal at all for a cat to not poop for 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Anything really beyond 3 to 4 days with no bowel movement is abnormal. And the problem becomes that when a dog or a cat doesn't poop for the longer periods of time, the colon is a very effective organ. Mm-hmm. And part of its job is to eliminate waste, but it's also to resorb fluid.
Yeah.
So the longer we don't poop, the drier the stools get. Mm-hmm. And this will be compounded if a pet is not doing well systemically and they're not drinking much, they become more dehydrated. So you get a horrible, horrible scenario where we are dehydrated internally as well as in the colon. And it's like having rocks in your colon.
Yeah.
So, and there is a specific syndrome in cats called megacolon. And it happens in which basically the colon just gets overly filled with stool, gets really dried out, things don't move through, and they can suffer a bowel rupture from that. Not to mention the longer that goes on, the harder it is to correct and to ensure that we don't have relapses down the road. So that's why I can say you need to get that kitty to a vet. There's nothing I am going to recommend that you're going to be able to do to help your cat at this point. It's too far gone now. When we do have cats that are mildly constipated, there are some things such as Miralax over the counter I will recommend. If your cat's already 3 weeks, that is, it's going to be wasting time and risking her life if we try something like that. And you did mention one thing. Mm-hmm. You mentioned mineral oil, which if I can encourage our listeners to not administer mineral oil as a constipation remedy. The reason is because it's a liquid, and they can, dogs and cats, can aspirate that and get that in their lungs, and it can cause a fatal pneumonitis.
Mm-hmm. I will call, and I will get her there.
At Stella & Chewy's, they're dedicated to the simple proposition that pets should be healthy and happy. Their commitment to quality starts with their ingredients. Every Stella & Chewy's product is made with raw, naturally raised meat, poultry, or fish, sourced from USDA-inspected facilities without added hormones or antibiotics. Unlike commercial pet food, which is one of the most highly processed products on the planet, with much of its nutritional value cooked away, Stella & Chewy's dog and cat food is nutritious and delicious. Learn more at stellaandchewys.com.
In 1 week, our car broke down and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I needed a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money last year, they turned to Avant Credit.
Avant Credit was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant Credit can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and checking your rate with Avant Credit has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant Credit will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to AvantOffer.com today and enter promo code 8822 at checkout. That's www.AvantOffer.com, promo code 8822.
Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details. Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Credit Corporation. California loans offered by Avant Credit will be made under Financial Lenders License Number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 5 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.